IELTS Success Formula by Stephen Slater and Simone Braverman. Sample Interview 1. Pragnesh. The copyright to this recording belongs to the authors.
Hello, my name is Sally Robinson. Could you tell me your full name, please?
Hello, Sally. My name is Pragnesh Thakkar. But you can call me Pragnesh if you like, yeah.
And can I see your identification?
Yeah, sure. Here is my passport, and I guess that should serve the purpose.
Thank you. Now, in part one of the interview, I'm going to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about where you live, Pragnesh. What kind of apartment or house are you living in at the moment?
Well, I live in a three-bedroom house at the moment, which is single-storey, yeah.
And what do you like about your house?
Well, our house is located in one of the closed loops, so that's, I guess, the most beautiful thing I like about that. We don't have much of an traffic going through the street, so that is good. We've got a lovely neighbourhood as well. In closed loop, we are only 8 houses there, very good neighbours. Yeah, so it's a nice place to live in.
How far is your house from public transport and shops?
Well, we are just one street away from the public transport. We can use it as and when needed. We are a little bit far from the shopping area, but I guess like it's okay. Most of the time we rely on private transport. I have got my own car, so shopping and things are not too bad to go through. So that's quite okay with me at the moment.
If you could change one thing in your house, what would it be?
I'm quite happy at the moment, so it's a difficult question for me to answer, but I guess I might go more near the shopping area. That will help me when I don't have my own car, so I can go easily there, walking there. I guess that will help me.
Thank you. Let's go on to talk about eating now. Mm-hmm. What foods do you eat that are really healthy?
I'm a vegetarian person, so main part of our, quite a lot, we rely on salads and fruit, and that, I guess, is quite a healthier part of my diet.
Mm. Do you eat sweet things very often?
Yes, I love my sweets.
Why?
Culturally, a part of India where I belong, sweet is a core component of our food anyway, so... Most of the time we have sweet at least once or twice a day. So I have grown in that culture and I love my sweets.
Are you eating healthier food now than you were when you were a child?
Unfortunately not. As a kid, I was grown in an environment where my parents used to encourage more healthier food now than what I'm having it now. I don't have any limitations on that, and I guess I'm not the right person to choose my foods.
I'd like you to talk about your evenings now, Pragnesh.
Yeah.
How do you usually spend your evenings?
Most of the time when I return from work, I spend my evenings with family. I prefer to go out for walking, but unfortunately it's not possible all the time. But whenever time permit, I would prefer to go out for the walking with family, and that's what I like. We have got a lovely garden near our house, so that's where I want to go.
Are you ever tired in the evening?
Yes, few days. It depends how busy you are at work. And that's the reason I said earlier, because it's not possible all the time. But when I'm not tired, I would go for walking and things, yeah.
Do you sometimes eat late in the evening?
I would say quite often. I'm a late night person, so I like to finish tidy up my all most of the things during late night, and even as eating, culturally we have our dinner most of the time quite late as well. Yeah.
Mm. Thank you. Now I'm going to give you a topic, and okay. I want you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. And mm-hmm. before you talk, there will be 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and to make notes. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
So here's a pencil and a paper for making notes, and mm-hmm. here's your topic. Could you talk about an occasion when someone gave you money?
Okay.
All right. Remember, you have 2 minutes for your talk. So don't worry if I stop you. Okay. I'll let you know when the 2 minutes is up. So could you start talking now, please?
Yeah, sure. I remember the occasion when I received some money from my dad on my birthday when I was in year 10. I remember it very well because that was the time when I wanted the money very badly. I grew up in an area, like in a time when video games are quite new. And we were one of the middle class families, so I didn't used to get a lot of pocket money, and I didn't manage to get one of those video games from my saving from my pocket money. One of my very close friend got a video game as a gift on his birthday, and I used to be very jealous with that, and I desperately wanted to buy one of those video games. And unfortunately, I was short of money, so I couldn't afford that. But luckily, my birthday came up, and I received a handsome money from my dad. That was the time when I liked it a lot, and I straight away bought my video game from that. And yeah, so, those days, like... Before that birthday, most of the time I used to get gifts on my birthday, and I was not having a choice to what to buy from that. So I was forced to use what I was given as a gift. But when I received money, I got that choice to decide where I can spend my money. And luckily, I had enough money so that I managed to give a party to my friends from the money spared after buying a video game. Yeah.
Thank you. Do people often give you money?
Not now. But as a kid, I used to get money quite often. Traditionally, like whenever some like festival comes in, we used to go to our parents and grandparents, and we used to get either money or gift as their best wishes.
Thank you. I'll take the task card and paper and pencil back now.
Yeah.
So you've been talking about some money that someone gave you, and I'd like to discuss with you a few more questions related to this topic.
Sure.
So first of all, let's consider money as a gift. When do people often give money to others in your culture?
Quite often during the festival season, when we go to elderly people or... our parents or grandparents, they offer money or gift as a best wishes. And then on birthdays, or when you achieve something in your studies or your exams, yeah.
So do you think giving a present is better than giving money, though?
Depends. The answer is yes and no. As a kid, mostly they don't have a gross idea about where they should be spending money on. So quite often there is a risk involved that kids can be spoiled by giving them money. At the same time, if they receive a gift as a present, then they don't have the choice as well. So it's a difficult one to answer on.
Well, do you think parents give money to children more often now than in the past?
With my best knowledge, yes is the answer, because these days kids are more particular about what they want, and quite often they get annoyed when they don't get the gift what they want. So, and at the same time, parents also, they are quite busy with work and everything, so they try to avoid spending time on getting the right gift, rather they would give money to the kids. Mm. But I don't know whether that's right or wrong thing.
Thank you, Pragnesh. Let's talk now about money and personal values. Why do you think so many people these days want to be rich?
These days the gap is increasing quite a lot between rich and poor people. And with globalization, or more often, more so with the audiovisual medias, people know what rich people can do, and that's why they want to achieve all those things what they don't have in their life. Mm. So now even the poor and middle class people can see the lifestyle of celebrities and more rich people, and they want to get all those things what they don't have in their lives. So they spend the money is very important for them. Yeah.
What about you? Could you live a simple life in the future and live without money?
I would love to. But honest answer is no. I would rather have more money and decide where I can spend them.
Finally, let's talk a little about money in the world. What is your explanation for why the wealth gap between rich and poor people is becoming wider in many societies?
Difficult question for me to answer. I have never given thought to that. I guess with current economical policies where they are trying to get more equalization in the society, but the risk involved in this because in developed countries like Australia and Canada, say they give lots of social money, social service money to the poor people. And quite often they encourage people not to do work because if people can get easy money without working, what is currently happening in quite a few developed countries, that's one of the major risks involved in that. Mm. Lately, quite a few stories are coming up where people declare themselves disabled just because they can get easy money. So with the policies, government is doing right thing by getting the poor, trying to improve the quality of life in poor people. But at the same time, there is a risk involved where there is a group of people who wants to take advantage of that.
Thank you, Pragnesh. That is the end of the interview.
Thank you.